A man. Who is that person? The man Jesus. We pray in his name. We baptize in his name. We cast out devils in his name. If you ask the Father anything in my name, he will do it. For at the mention of that name, every knee must bow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's practical. You can try it. When a demon comes to attack you in the night, stand there and say, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord, Hail Mary, Mother of God, pray for me, Mother of God. That demon will stand there, kakaraka. Because Mary's blood was not shed for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. St. Jude, pray for me. The demon will stand. Kakaraka, he will even invite his friends to come and join him. St. Jude, pray for me. St. Augustine, deliver me. It's ignorance. That is the height of the apostasy. They had departed from this Bible Christianity. In that darkness, the Bible says, there was a cry made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Go out from somewhere. Go out from error. Go out from those denominations. Go out and meet him. That was the beginning of the rapture. That is what Apostle Paul called the shout in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And if you don't hear the shout, you will not hear the voice of the archangel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The second stage is the voice of the seventh, the voice of the archangel that produced the seven thunders. That through the message of those seven thunders, we have what we call the rapturing faith. The next stage we are waiting for now is the seven thunders. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the second stage. And then the third stage is the trump of God, is the voice of resurrection. Because, hallelujah, in John chapter 11, he went to the tomb of Lazarus. There were other graves there. He's coming for a specific somebody. Hallelujah. Everybody will hear his name. Everybody, you will hear your name. He shouted, he was specific, Lazarus, because he was coming for Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. You will hear your name. When the roll is called up yon. When the roll is called up yon. When the roll is called up yonder. When the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he shouts and you don't hear your name, you are finished. The next time you are coming out will be after 1,000 years. This time, in Revelation chapter 4, the white throne judgment. This time, you are not facing the judgment now to go to heaven or go anywhere anymore. You are only going to be told the reason why you should enter fire. You see? You know, it looks like a joke now. But what we are saying is what will certainly come to pass. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Two groups of people that will weep and gnash their teeth. The first are the foolish virgins. Remember, they are virgins. Clean, pure, but they were foolish. What made them foolish? Hallelujah. They had a lamp, the word, but no oil, the Holy Ghost that gives revelation. And so the rapture takes place and they are still here. And according to Revelation chapter 4, they will now pay with their blood. Because they will never bow to a man to worship a man. They will not agree to take the mark of the beast. Therefore, the Antichrist will kill them. But they will prefer to die than to worship. That is why there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The second group are those who will not even come in a rapture at all until the white throne judgment. When they will be told the reason why they should enter hell. Hell fire. Because that is the consummation. They have been in hell all these years. So. But now, plus hell, plus where they are, all of them now, the fire. The lake of fire. Wow. For them to burn and burn and burn and burn forever and ever until we hear nothing about them again. That there's somebody, there are people among them that will also weep and gnash their teeth. Armed robbers will not weep and gnash their teeth. What do you call it? Occultic people, they will not weep and gnash their teeth. The other people there among them that are entering that lake fire will be those that are hearing me now. But they are just waiting for prophecy. They are thinking that I'm wasting my time. Those that heard the gospel and they had opportunity to give their lives to Christ, they turn it down. The rich young ruler was looking for eternal life. He stood before eternal life. But he had a reason why he could not accept eternal life. What do you think that person will do the day he will see Jesus now coming to stand to judge him? He will say, hey, now the man where I meet that time be this. So, now play, I play, so now so I enter hell now. I remember at that time, no more mercy. No more mercy. That's why we are preaching it now. That's why we are saying it now. It's for the record. It will be the reason for somebody today to just sit down and say, come, make I not play with my life. Oh. Let me give my life to Christ. Make I not play with them. Oh. But those who are destined to go to hell, as I talk now, they say, this man, may hurry up now. They say one Sunday, they make me hear them. Amen. You know, even as I'm talking, I'm not talking to everybody. Hallelujah. I'm talking to those who have been destined to go to heaven. There are people that are struggling to go to hell. There are people that are struggling to go to hell. No matter what you do to bring them to heaven, they will refuse. They were working very hard to go to hell. I don't know how many of them are here. But in every gathering, they are there. They are there. I told you the other day, praise the Lord. I told you the other day now that a doctor that is smoking, a medical doctor that knows everything about the anatomy, that knows the effect of cigarette smoking, Sote, his colleague, wrote on every cigarette packet, smokers are liable to die young. And in the CM, in the whole packet of cigarette, smokers are liable to die young. He come out one stick there. He's written there, he's holding it. He is reading it. He knows what is happening as that smoke is entering his body. Praise the Lord. Is that man not struggling to die young? He is refusing to live long because he knows what he's doing. So also for a Christian that holds this Bible and is living a life contrary to all that is written in this Bible, you are struggling to go to hell. Because you have no excuse now. The Bible is with you. You let the whole world know you are going to church. Every Sunday, you are going to church. Navigi, you are going to church. In fact, you don't wear a ring. You don't wear trousers. So everybody say, hey, outwardly they're looking at you. But you are holding Bible. Yes, secretly, you are living every life contrary to this Bible. Is that person not struggling to go to hell? You are like that smoker medical doctor. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's do this calculation. How many years left? How many years left? Now, praise the Lord. We start our calculation from when they were smitten. When were they smitten? They were smitten in AD 70. If you have calculator, you can confirm that later on. But write these figures down. We are now in the year 2010. From the year 2010, if you remove 70 years from 2010, you have 1,940 years. From AD 70 till today, it's 1,940 years. But remember that is the Roman calendar. The Jews don't calculate their calendar with the Roman calendar. The Roman calendar is 365.25 days in a year. But the Jewish calendar is 360 days in a year, because their own is 30 days in a month. 30 days in a month. But the Roman calendar, some days are 28, some days 30, some days 31. So we have to convert the Roman calendar to the Jewish calendar so that we can know it. So if you convert it, it means you have to multiply 1,940 years by 365.25 days. That will give you 708,585 days Roman calendar. To convert that to the Jewish calendar, you divide 708,585 days by 30 days. You will get 23,619.5 Jewish months. To get the number of years, divide 23,619.5 months by 12. To get the years, you will get 1,968.29 years now spent out of the 2,000 years. Out of the 2,000 years that was allocated to the Gentiles, as far as the Jewish calendar is concerned, we have spent 1,968.29 years. So subtract that from 2,000 years, we have just 31.7 years left by the Jewish calendar. See? We have 31 years. Do I repeat it? Do I repeat the calculation if you are jotting down? I should repeat it. Okay, 2010 minus 70 is equals to 1,940 years. That is Roman calendar years. We want to convert it now to the Jewish calendar. You have to reduce those number of years to days. So you have to multiply 1,940 years times 365.25 days. It will give you a total of 708,585 days, Roman calendar days. Converting it to the Jewish calendar, divide that 708,585 days, divide it by 30 days. Because Jewish calendar is 30 days in a month, to get us the number of months in those years now, 23,619.5 months, Jewish months. To know how many years that consists, divide 23,619.5 divided by 12 to get, you will get 1,968.29 years now spent according to the Jewish calendar. We have spent from AD 70 to the year 2010, 1,968.29 years. Subtracted from the 2,000 years before Christ, we go back to them. The period that is supposed to, the gospel is supposed to be with us, you will have 31.7 years left, Jewish calendar. So, within 31 years from now, within the next 31.7 years now, the rapture should strike. You see? And another second point is in Luke chapter 21. Let's read it. Luke chapter 21 from verse 29. Hallelujah. Amen. From verse 25. Let me read it from verse 25 first. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, that is tsunamis. Christ prophesied tsunami. Men's hearts failing them for fear. And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation, somebody shout this generation. Shout it again. Shout it again. This generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Certainty of this gospel. My emphasis is this generation. Which generation? The fig tree there and other trees stand and begin to give forth branches. It's talking of Israel has always been referred to as a fig tree. And other trees, other nations. Israel as a nation. When you begin to see them having independence, and you see Israel stand and give, he said, give up, her flag is flying. He said, know that the coming of the Lord is near. And then he said, this generation, hallelujah, shall not pass until these things be fulfilled. Which generation? Which generation? A generation is 100 years. A generation is 100 years. Israel became a nation in 1948. What he's saying is, the generation that we see Israel stand as a nation, that is the generation that will see the coming of the Lord. And you can calculate it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you can calculate it. When I say generation is 100 years, maybe somebody is wondering, where do I get that from? It's in Genesis 15. Genesis 15, read it from verse 13 to 16. You will see it there. The generation is 100 years. Now, from the year 2010, hallelujah, from the year 2010, from 1948, I mean to say, to the year 2010, we have spent 62 years out of the 100 years, the generation. The generation has already gone 62 years already spent. And if you break it down to the, you know, that is a Roman calendar. If you break it down to the Jewish calendar, you will discover we have just 37 years left for that generation to finish. In 37 years' time, the generation should be, the 100 years generation should be fulfilled. Now, so, but he said, that generation shall not pass. This generation shall not pass until these things be fulfilled. He didn't say after the generation, but that this generation. So you see, it's still falling between the year 31 and 37 years. We saw 31 years. Now we are seeing 37 years for this generation. So the calculation is correct. It's correct. Hallelujah. We are aware that there are certain things we shall watch out for. That is why the bride of Jesus Christ is watching what is going on in the Middle East. Hallelujah. There are certain things we shall see that will truly point to us that there is no more time. We're expecting the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, the miraculous war. We're expecting to see the war that will take place, that will make them knock off that mosque. The mosque of Omar is sitting right where the Solomon's temple was built, where the Jewish temple was. When they destroyed it, of all the places they would build their mosque, now that spot, Satan just won't look for trouble. And they are claiming that East Jerusalem belonged to them. And that is where the mosque is, and that is where that's where the temple is supposed to be built. And remember, that is the temple that Jesus Christ is coming to rule. He will stay in that temple. That temple will be built. But for it to be built, there will be bloodshed. There will be a battle that will be fought. And the Jews will take that advantage and knock that thing off. Hallelujah. You know that something is going to happen. Hallelujah. So many things that we are looking up to. I'm not going into all those details for now. But where I am interested tonight is to let somebody know that the time is shorter than you expect. The 2,000 years will soon be over. That was allotted to the Gentile church age. The shout has gone forth. Any moment from now, we expect the thunders to begin to sound. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You say he's still waiting. The only reason he's waiting is waiting for that last elect member to enter. Maybe you are the one still delaying us. The reason he is waiting is just to show forth his mercy for somebody that is listening now. A Christian, you are still going to be a parlor at this late hour? At this late hour, brother? Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. The sign that the prophets foretold. Gentile this number with horrors and combat. Eternity soon will unfold. Oh, the day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your love streams are clear. Oh, look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying, God's truth they are denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spurns God's revelation, we walk where the apostles have trod. Oh, the day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamp streamed and clear. Oh, look up, your redemption is near. Our redemption is near. What shall I do? Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Your lamps trimmed and clear. Apostle Peter said, be diligent to make your calling and election sure. Any moment from now, we expect things to begin to take place. There is a land beyond the river.
As we call
the sweet forever, and we only reach the shore
by faith
degrees. Oh, one by one we gain the portals there to dwell with the immortals. When the ring, the golden bells for you and me. Don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. Hear us far and sweet forever, just beyond the shining river. When the ring, the golden bells for you and me. Don't you hear everybody?
Don't you hear the bells,
yes, sir,
are ringing?
The bells are ringing.
Don't you hear the angels singing?
Oh, it's a glory, hallelujah,
jubilee.
Yes, sir. Oh, in the forest
we forever,
just beyond the
shining river, when the ring, the golden bells
for you and me. If we never meet again on this earth, my precious friend, if to God you have been true, I'll live above our sin. Oh, there's going to be a meeting. I will see you in the rapture
some sweet day.
Yes, sir. Oh, see you in the rapture. I will see you in the rapture. I will see you at the meeting. Yes, sir. In the end. Now listen, to my loved ones let me say, there will surely come a day, when the Lord will come again,
and catch his bride away. Oh, so get ready now to meet him, and with hallelujah greeting, I will see you in the rapture someday.
Yes, sir.
Oh, see you in the rapture. I will see you in the rapture. I'll see you at the meeting in the end.
Yes, sir.
There is the blessed Savior who lives forever. I will see you in the rapture.
So one more time. See you in the rapture. Everybody now.
Oh, see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you at the meeting.
Yes, sir.
In the end.
Oh,
there will be a blessed Savior who lives and reigns forever. I will see you in the rapture someday.
Hallelujah. There will come a day when the Lord will come again to catch away his bride. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
There is a country far beyond the starry sky.
Yes, sir.
There is a country where there never come a night.
If we are faithful,
if we are faithful, we shall go there by and by. When I see where the Lamb is the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
In the city where the Lamb is the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
The city where the Lamb is the Lamb.
Yes, sir.
Oh, have a mansion over there. And we pray from toil. City where the Lamb is the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
The city where the prophet born.
Yes, sir.
Oh, have a mansion over there. I will free from toil.
Oh,
I am going where the Lamb.
This world is not my home.
I'm just a passenger.
Yes, sir.
But heaven is my home. So
yes, sir.
The angels welcome me. From heaven's open door.
Yes.
I cannot feel at home in this world anymore. Temptation, so
oh,
may I be like.
Because he's a pastor. And God brings you to a church like this. You hear these things every time you come here. And still your mind is still wondering about. If Jesus comes now, where will you be? Let's bow down our heads. When you come to collect that's our prayer now. That's our prayer.
Remember me, O Lord.
Remember me, O Lord. That's our prayer.
When you come to collect your people, remember me, O Lord.
Remember you now, that's why it's giving you the opportunity to hear what you are hearing now. If the Lord comes on you now, for you now, where will you be? the cross, where my Savior died, and where for cleansing from sin I cry. Near to my heart was the Lord. The blood of Jesus Christ is to receive the Holy Ghost. Even here now, I know I'm talking to somebody. I know God can make me come here just to talk to one person. Just one person here, Lord. If you can give me one person here, Lord, then you can open their hearts to see how short the period is. So short, so short. Nobody here will die of old age before Christ will come. That means every one of us sitting down here today, we are the ones that will experience the physical coming of Jesus Christ. If he comes, are you ready to meet him? What will you give? What will you give? What will you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what will you give in exchange for your soul? What will you give? What will you give? What will you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what will you give in exchange for your soul? If you live here now, you go home and the Lord say, today, oh yeah, come hither. Where will you be? Hell or heaven? I say, bow down your head and talk to God concerning your life. Those who want to sleep, leave them to sleep. Let the bride of Jesus Christ get connected to heaven. Send to your eternal destination tonight. That's what we want to do here tonight. Send to your eternal destination. Where will you end up eternally? Where will you end up? When the saints go marching in,
go marching in,
when the saints go
marching in,
Lord, I want to be in the number when the saints
go marching.
Will you be there? Go marching in. I know they end up again in hell. It will not be my portion. Not be my portion. He's telling people here and here, that I am coming soon. I am coming soon. And some people in Brother Assembly, you are coming here and you are not taking notice of that. The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing again. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamp streamed and clear.
Look up, your redemption is near.
Hallelujah.
The day of redemption is near.
Oh yes.
Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamp streamed and clear.
People are taking the mercy of God for granted. People are taking the mercy of God for granted. This same merciful God is a consuming fire. People cannot understand that gospel. He's a God of mercy. He's also a God of judgment. There are expensive jokes. People are joking with their lives. Expensive jokes. Do you own yourself? Do you own your life? Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give
in exchange for your soul?
Oh, what would you give? What will you give? What will you give
in exchange for your soul?
Oh, if today, talk to God, talk to Him.
Talk to the Lord. What will you give in exchange for your soul?
Oh, some people are baptized with the spirit of religion. You go to church not because you have a reason for going to church. You go to church because others are going. So you go to church, you don't even know the benefit of going to church. Receive eternal life. This world will soon be destroyed by fire. Continue to build your houses. Nothing wrong with it, though, but have it in mind. You are not taking it out of this world. Therefore, why are you careless with your soul? I know I'm talking to a child of God here in this church. Thousands of you sitting down here today, certainly this message is for somebody. Christ is coming soon. Christ is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. Soon. Sooner than you expect. Sooner than you know. We are in the season of His coming, church. We are in the season of His coming. Won't you ask for mercy? Won't you ask for mercy? Say, Lord, I've been careless from today. From today, I want to be serious with my Christian life. I want to use the remaining years I have on earth to worship you, to serve you. These remaining 30 years, I want to use it to serve you. I want to use it to serve you. It can never go beyond that period. It can never go beyond that 30, 31 years. Lie. Let somebody make a vow. Let let me use the remaining years on earth to serve you, Lord. This remaining 30 years of this calendar that you gave Gentiles. Lord, if I will be alive for today, I promise to use it to serve you. To live a life pleasing before you, Lord. I want you to come to earth and be proud of me when you see me. Yes, tell the Lord. Rededicate your life. Rededicate your life. I'm talking, some people are sleeping. Sleep on now, sleep on. Continue to sleep. It's not for you now. Certainly, heaven is not for everybody.
From the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that decay. Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul?
Oh Lord,
what would you give,
brother?
What would you give? Your soul, oh, it's God should call it away. What would you give in exchange for your soul?
The first day, God gave me this revelation of these 2,000 years and how few years are left. I have been in fear from that day till today. I made up my mind I will serve this God. I surrender totally. I don't know how many more here today. You have not made that decision and you want to make it today. Let it be the blessing. One of the blessings you receive today for coming to Vigil in Bride Assembly. I heard the gospel like this in 1989. I will never forget that day. I came to the altar and I knelt down. From my heart, I made up my mind, no more nightclub. I made up my mind, no more all this nonsense lifestyle. God saw my heart. As I knelt down that day, that same day he gave me the Holy Ghost. I will never forget it. I will continue to appreciate him that he did not allow me to die a sinner. Ha! If I had died, where will I have been now? If you die without Christ, you are going straight to hell. But opportunity is here now. I took advantage of that opportunity. How many here? I don't know how many. Is it two? Is it three? That want to take that same opportunity today and come to the altar and say, Lord, I surrender. Lord, take over. I have decided to serve you. Enough of this nonsense lifestyle I'm living. If that person is here, come to the altar. It's between you and God. Over and again, I give you my life. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother.
I give you my soul.
yourself before the Lord. Don't take over.